Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So recently there was a survey, a Jewish community survey, the Jewish community of South Africa, taking a look at where we stand on various issues. What are we thinking? What are we feeling? Joining us on the line, Professor Adam Mendelsohn. He wants to, or I would like to hear from him, some of the key findings of this survey. Professor Adam Mendelsohn, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good to chat with you.
Nice to speak to you. So, I mean, I know it might be a bit depressing, isn't it? Some of the findings weren't so positive.
Yeah, I mean, so certainly, it paints a picture of a community which is smaller than the last time we did the survey. But to me, again, there's little which is surprising by that. We've seen all the signs of a community which is smaller, but at the same time, there's plenty of evidence for those who look for it of a community which is still resilient and which is still creative in all sorts of ways and which punches well above its weight in South Africa.
Okay, so that's an interesting finding. What were some of the headlines that you thought were interesting?
So the survey is very broad, and I'd encourage anyone who's interested to look at the full report which is available on the Kaplan Center website, because it's a survey which asks about all sorts of things, trying to understand, really get a snapshot of the community at a particular moment in time. So certainly there was all sorts of information about demographics. And so in other words, what's the profile of the community in terms of age and distribution and things of that kind. And there, to me, what's very striking is this picture which it paints of how Johannesburg seems to be moving in a different direction from Cape Town and Durban, that the Johannesburg Jewish community is younger and significantly younger than that in Cape Town, and
we're not as cool though. Did you test for that?
Say again.
Did you test? Because I don't think Johannesburg is as cool as Cape Town. Did you have that as part of it?
So interesting. I suppose. I mean, I think that there's probably other things going on which explains why Johannesburg is a younger population. I think that certainly it's another finding which relates to this, is that something which we know and have seen is that the religious profile of Johannesburg is increasingly younger. Different from so larger families, kids, and people from Cape Town and Durban, some people attracted to Joburg for that, other people attracted for jobs to Johannesburg as well.
Right. Interesting indeed. Tell us some of the other findings.
So when it comes to religion, what we see, and to me, which is very striking, is quite a significant change from the previous surveys we've conducted. We've conducted these surveys roughly every decade. And what we see is that the community is far less likely to describe itself as traditional than it once was. There's really, again, been this interesting polarization where, particularly in Johannesburg, but not just in Johannesburg, many, many more people describe themselves as and affiliating with orthodoxy as opposed to this more nebulous traditional category. But by contrast, in Cape Town and Durban, we see, again, much more polarization. Again, the disappearance of this middle ground category of traditional.
That's so interesting.
And many more Jews describe themselves as, say again?
Yeah, no, that's so interesting, because I mean, that's in line with the rest of the world. We've always prided ourselves to some extent on being on this traditional, category where we strongly associate, but we don't necessarily, we aren't necessarily as observant, but around the rest of the world, you do have this polarization. So it's interesting that it's impacted in terms of this finding on the South African community as well.
Absolutely. I think it's catch up. I think you're absolutely right that this is a global trend, and the South African Jewish community is catching up with it. But we don't see, what's interesting is that intermarriage rates remain very, very low by international standards. And so there we're not seeing, catch up with a trend, which is a trend we've seen elsewhere. So again, it tells you that South African Jews are in some ways matching what's happening elsewhere, but in other ways are still very much a sort of South African focused, sort of distinct community.
Where do you see the Reform community in South Africa? I know, I think in the last survey, certainly the last one that I read, it sat, I think, maybe at 11 or 12%, just a little bit over 10% in Cape Town and a bit under 10% in Johannesburg. Where does that, how does it look today?
So again, it depends very much on location. So nationally, it has grown. In numbers, but again, it's still you know, relatively small compared with those who affiliate with Orthodoxy. As I said, what you have seen is a collapse of the center, or at least evidence of that, where many more people are defining themselves as secular, even if they don't necessarily describe themselves as affiliated with the progressive movement. So there has been, again, that polarization. In Cape Town and Durban, however, what's very striking to me is that the numbers who affiliate and identify with the progressive movement and with secular cultural forms of Judaism, Jewish identities, are very much in balance, or sometimes even exceed the number who affiliate with Orthodoxy, or describe themselves as being Orthodox or traditional. So again, that's different in Johannesburg. Johannesburg, clearly the traditional and Orthodox dominate. 79% of the community in Johannesburg self-defines as either traditional or Orthodox. But again, there's much more of an even balance in Cape Town and Durban. I think that's the striking trend, is that certainly the progressive movement had picked up in Durban and Cape Town, but it's not just the progressive movement. It's also those who don't identify as with an affiliation towards any religious denomination, but instead think of themselves as as secular or cultural.
Yeah, it's and in terms of religious observance, did you define it in the same way? I think that you did in the last survey, which was as defined by somebody who would not turn on a light on Shabbat, or was there a different way to define religion? You know, those who consider themselves religious.
So we asked a lot of questions about religion, and some of it was about self-definitions. So even do you associate with, or you're a member of? But we also asked about practice, which your question points to. And there again, it was very interesting. If you look at compared with previous surveys from 2005 and from 1998, what's striking to me is that overall, we see a decline in classic forms of religious observance. So even as the parts of the community become much more Orthodox, overall the community in terms of Shabbat observance, has slipped, but in 2005, 90% of South African Jews said that they regularly went to Shabbat supper. 90% said that they went to Pesach Seder, you know, fasted on Yom Kippur, et cetera, et cetera. Now, in a number of these categories have slipped below 90%. In the case of regularly attending Shabbat at dinner, it's now 53%. That's a very significant decline.
Wow.
It's higher for other things. So Pesach Seder's remain very, very popular. Fasting Yom Kippur again is you know, lower than it was in 2005. But all of this points to a community where, some people are much more religious, but on average, the community is less so in terms of actual practice.
Really, really interesting. And obviously, were you surprised by the shift between, or the shift apart between Johannesburg, Cape Town and Durban?
So I think, again, these trends are not new ones. We know this, that Cape Town and Durban and Johannesburg have always had slightly different orientations. There have been long historical tensions between Cape Town and Johannesburg over a variety of things. It's obviously a board of deputies in Cape Town, a national board of deputies. There's a history there, which points to, you know, that these things are not necessarily new processes. And likewise, the other thing which the survey data explains to me is that we've seen, you know, fights within the community over the last number of years, tensions over particular things, and many of these tensions, again, to me, point to this divergence between Cape Town and Johannesburg. The fights over, women singing, for example, in Cape Town, to me, this points to these fractures within the community, which are about polarization and are about divergence. That the community is, you know, perhaps better to think about communities rather than a singular community in South Africa. That there is this, you know, there are things, subterranean forces at work within the community, trends which are playing out and which will continue to play out over time.
Yeah, it's so fascinating because, you know, I haven't thought of this women singing thing. You know, I feel like that was so 2015. Are we still talking about that sort of thing? I mean, is the community still engaged in that?
Indeed, and I think to me it's just an exemplar, an example of how these ruptures within the community, at least these trends, are when they surface. I think they surface around issues of that kind. This to me points to this, collapse of that consensus within the community, or at least the center beginning to give way, and instead this greater polarization. But I think to me it also heralds what's likely to be other tensions in future, particularly as you know, the community moves in different directions. And so there's certainly a lot, and I don't want to minimize this point. There's certainly a tremendous amount which keeps South African Jews together. There's a very powerful sense of common identity and of solidarity and of a need to look after each other, all those things. But nonetheless, there are these issues which can create tension within the community.
It's quite interesting, because the fact that in of itself that you could do a survey that does survey the entire community actually does speak to that. I don't think there are many countries in the world that would be able to even be able to conduct such a thing, just simply because of the level of fragmentation is perhaps so great that it would be quite difficult to even construct such a thing. This definitely does talk to the fact that whereas, of course, there are tension points, and there's always going to be, and in fact, there always should be, in my view. But it also means the subtext to the whole thing is that actually we all on the same platform, no matter how religious, non-religious, observant you are, we're actually still on the same piece of paper in the same survey.
I think you're right. I think that's a very good point that you make, is that there is a sense of common purpose, a sense of identity, which is again connected with a sense of history and having a particular place in South African society. All those things are very important. And again, just to provide another example, which demonstrates your point, is that even over a matter which has become to some people very divisive, so around Zionism and Israel, or again a source of potential tension within the community, that even those who are otherwise largely uninvolved in the community are invoking the community to make their points. So, to me, it's one of these interesting little ironies that someone like Ronnie Castro repeatedly, will invoke a Jewish identity and will try and mobilize Jews. The only reason there are all sorts of reasons why he does that, but again, it's a sense of Jewishness there and a Jewish community there, which he, for a variety of reasons, wants to invoke. So, again, it speaks to a sense of that Jews are distinct in South Africa in various ways and still have a very strong identity in South Africa.
Very, very interesting as well. Were there any major shocks to you?
A good question. So no one piece of data. To me, I looked at the previous surveys very closely, so I'd seen these trends playing out. I think some people were shocked by our population estimate. I was less so in that for all sorts of reasons, had seen our number coming, there's plenty of anecdotal and other evidence suggests that the community is significantly smaller than now than it was.
Just talk to that for 1 second, because that's something that people generally would want to know.
Sure. So we used a variety of methods to come up with a population estimate. Our population estimate is a community nationally of just over 53,000, so 53,000. 200. Mm-hmm. It's an estimate. So in other words, you can calculate and use alternative methods to come up with a slightly higher number. You can use alternative methods to come up with a slightly lower number. This is a number we're confident that this reflects the size of the South African Jewish population. Our last reliable numbers come from the 2001 census. And there, again, depending on how you read that data, you're probably somewhere between 70 and 75,000 Jews in South Africa. Mm. So again, it's smaller, and this is a story about immigration and also a story about an aging community. Sure. That's the aging part is not distinct to South Africa. That's a global Jewish phenomenon. Most Jewish communities are older and smaller than they were, two decades ago.
Yeah. So, I think people will be quite surprised at that. But, of course, the reframing of that, or the flip side of that, is something that you said earlier on, is it just shows you the level that the South African Jews are participating in society, in a broader South African society, and the amount that we're engaged in the South African society, in that the numbers would be surprising to anybody.
Absolutely. And I'll add one more dimension to it, was that even in terms of what's going on within the community, that the number of new initiatives within South African Jewish life over the last two decades is extraordinary, that in the explosion of the number of Jewish day school options in Johannesburg, the Sinai Indaba, the expansion of Limud, all these things, that's happened despite, or perhaps in some ways because of a smaller community. So it's an interesting thing that it's, in tremendous vitality and resilience.
Mm. Before I let you go, one of our listeners asking, did the survey show an increase or a decrease in Zionistic sentiment within the Jewish community?
So it's a very good question. And perhaps, and you asked earlier about things which are surprising. Certainly it shows very, very strong attachment overall to Israel. And again, not enormous amounts of movement from our previous surveys. In other words, that for those who, attach to Israel and are deeply Zionist, you can look to that data and see affirmation there. What I've been trying to understand what's gone on here, why have the rates of attachment to Israel in some ways, even some places even increased? And I think some of it speaks to a hidden or unanticipated factor that rates of Jewish day school attendance have been high since the 1990s, but a broader proportion of the Jewish population have been at Jewish day schools. So people whose parents were, parents of kids at Jewish day schools in the 1990s weren't necessarily themselves graduates, matriculants of Jewish day schools. Now there's a whole generations of people who've gone to Jewish day schools. I think that Jewish day school attendance had all sorts of effects on the community, including in some ways pushing up affiliation with Israel, attachment to Israel. Likewise, so a greater proportion of the community claims to be able to speak and read Hebrew than even in 2005. I think it's had an impact on religion as well since 2005. So I think that's been one of these sort of hidden factors in the communities, that the community is much more likely to have gone to a Jewish day school, with all the effects that have on identity and on religious identity, on education, on Zionism, on religion, et cetera, et cetera.
Very, very interesting indeed. If anybody wants to read more about the survey, where can they go to do that?
So the Kaplan Center website at the University of Cape Town, it's available there. You can also look at we've conducted a range of other surveys, some specifically focused on Cape Town, some looking at attitudes of Black South Africans towards Jews, and they're all available there just follow the survey link on our website.
Certainly, I'm going to go and do that. Professor Adam Mendelson, thank you for taking the time to speak to us, and thank you for the incredible work that you and the Kaplan Center are doing around this. It's so valuable and very important indeed. Wishing you a Shana Tova. It is 8:29.